It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off.
As a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine. Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
I'm T squared.
I'm Carrie.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yay.
Tink.
We have been talking about this for so long.
I know.
And Steve finally, I kind of made him. He finally made it happen. I was like, for 2015, I want the podcast to be even better than it's been. So now I have two of my favorite girls here.
It was funny when we were texting and you said, I'm kind of scared. I told T-Squared that she's kind of scared. She said she should be.
Yes.
I did.
You guys are amazing women. I don't know if I can compete. I'll just operate the board.
No, it's not like that.
So what's new with you guys? The holidays are over. We're into January, so now it's just cold and crappy.
I like cold. I like winter.
Really?
And thank God the holidays are over. It's not my thing.
Oh, I love the holidays, but I was so busy and beyond myself that I didn't have a chance to enjoy them as much as I would have liked to.
I think this is the first year in several years that I was like, I am not overbooking. I'm just going to say no to people. And it was so much better.
I didn't.
Next year, we will remind you.
Yeah.
Calm
just
down.
Say no.
Rein it in. Let's kick this off right with
question and answer fun.
Have you taken your Christmas decorations down?
No.
Yes, I did. I took them down on Christmas Day. But the dog, Gracie, she ate like 15 ornaments.
So is she okay?
Yeah. She always knew she was doing something wrong, too, because she'd go into her crate and she'd close it with her teeth. And then she turns around and she faces the wall and looks all sad.
And she that's right. She punishes herself.
Right. She poop and glitter.
Yeah, she was definitely poop and glitter. So it was that. I mean, that was a bonus. It was like nice and sparkly. And, you know, I live in an apartment, so I have to be a good tenant and always pick it up. And it's like, oh, look, green and red. The sparkles.
That is hilarious.
Did you ever go, how'd that one come out?
One time we watched a friend of mine's. We watched Amber's St. Bernard.
They're big dogs.
Yeah, and he ate all of Kinsey's crayons. So he was pooping colors for like a week. Seriously.
Did Amber forgive you?
Yeah, she thought it was kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's all into sparkly stuff, so, you know, sparkly color poop, you know.
The real question is she ever going to be on the podcast?
She will.
I don't believe her.
She will. I'll drag her over. She's scared of me.
How could anyone be scared of you?
I can understand that.
See? See, she knows. T-Squared knows.
You have her trained.
I got it.
Yeah, exactly. Carrie says you do something, you do something.
Taking note. So when I was de-decorating this last weekend.
De-decorating, I'll have to use that.
We took everything down and Steve's like, well, what about the Christmas cards? And I didn't want to throw them away. People send them to us. I feel like they're kind of like small gifts. But what do I do with them? They can't stand up in the kitchen for 12 months. What do you guys do with your Christmas cards? You throw them away, don't you?
I don't throw them away. I shove them in the drawer.
Until you throw them away 6 months later when you're cleaning the drawer.
Or 2 years later, whichever.
I keep them. I have a box of Christmas cards. So.
Really?
Yeah. Because they are memories.
They
and
are.
So you can look back, like way back, and go. And
2014. Look at that family photo from the Joneses.
Right.
And who are the Joneses again?
Right.
I'm pretty sure they were important to me.
Right. So I was wondering if there's like a cool craft thing that anyone does.
No, but I've heard of where they make like wreaths and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but then you're defacing the cards and then you can't.
Right. I don't know.
I did some research on Pinterest, but Pinterest was no help.
Maybe you could do like some sort of collage.
Yeah, turn them into a book of cards.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea.
I know, but
I
who's going to have time to
say that?
I could see the book of cards, but the collage, then you'd have like years of crap all over your walls.
Right. And then who are the Jones again? I know I used to like them.
What an awkward phase that kid was going through.
I'm so glad he grew out of that. You sound like you're talking from experience.
What? Nah.
So January 5th, 5 days into 2015. Mm-hmm. Last time you were here, Carrie, we talked about your New Year's resolution. You're going to be more social, get out there and live some life. Right?
Yeah, I haven't done that yet.
Oh.
It's 5 days. Yeah. We're 5 days in. I'm being social now.
No, you get 5 days forgiveness.
Yeah, we're social. This is social.
Okay.
I can't say anything. I've been in bed.
You've been ill.
Yeah.
But what was your New Year's resolution?
I don't really have one.
See, I have
I
a lot
break
of people
everyone
in my
that
life
I ever
like that.
Do.
Yeah. Set yourself up to fail. That's what they say. So they just don't. Yeah. Carrie's just nodding. You have nothing to add.
Mine's with this social thing. The social thing, I'll probably bomb that. Some of the other resolutions, I think I'll do pretty good.
Which were?
The big one was getting the eating. You know, so I do it in the process. So first I start cardio. I like to run. So I start running. No changes. No changes. So I'll add weight training. Still no real changes. Oh, but maybe my boobs are a little smaller. I don't want that to happen.
No.
That's when I realize, okay, the eating stuff now has to, I need to work with the eating stuff. So, I'm definitely working on that. I mean, I've worked out every day since the beginning of the year, but I was already 5 months ahead of that. You know?
Every single day?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at that.
Which I admire.
Not
me either.
That's never the challenge for me. For me, it's the eating. And so I got this app, MyFitnessPal.
Yes.
I've already been keeping track of my workouts because I want to see how much faster I'm getting, that kind of thing. So now keeping track of the food, put in my goals and everything. You know, I don't weigh myself, but I have a general idea of, you know, I want to fit into my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I put in my, you know, put in my goals and I get 1,200 calories a day. You know, and of course that's up if you work out. But this morning at 11, like, I only have 395 calories left.
I got to work out like a mad woman.
You have to stay away from the donuts.
This really sucks. No, and actually, it was all healthy food. You know, I had, like, Greek yogurt. It was some granola and banana. And, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. It was all healthy food. 1,200 calories is not very many calories.
Not at all.
But I know that I will do this because, for one, I've done it before. So I know I'll do it. And I'm finally at this place where it's like, I want to fit into my clothes. You know, I have these incredible, gorgeous clothes, and I want to fit back into them. So now I'm finally at this place where I want that more than I want an emotional eat. And you get into this weird cycle where I realize I'm emotionally eating because I'm not happy about the weight that I've gained when I quit smoking. You know, so it's like a weird paradox, you know. I'm just adding to it.
I am a stress eater. I'm stressing about not being able to lose weight, and then I'm stressing about work. And 2014 was just stress eating. Mm-hmm. Year from heck for me. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? No,
I went opposite. No, it's not nice.
You just stay over there.
Yeah. Let me guess. You're one of those people when you get stressed, you don't eat.
Or I forget to eat.
That's how Steve is.
I
don't understand that. No.
And then I'll realize that I'm starving and then I'm shaking and I'm like, oh, because I'm a person who has to like nibble all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nibbler.
And that's good for your metabolism.
I've been accused.
But that's... So many.
We're not talking about your dates. Oh, sorry. I trailed off, squirrel.
Wow.
Didn't we say she should be scared?
Am I red? Because I feel red.
You are seriously blushing. This would be a good time to videotape.
I know, right?
And keep it always on Janet with her.
No
way. Let's see what different shades of red we can turn Janet.
Right. Oh. Now, this is chartreuse. I don't even know what color chartreuse is.
I didn't know that was.
It sounds like a bright red.
I just don't know what color.
I don't know. I'll call my gay friends.
Is it Bernard's poo?
Let me call her.
I actually think it's a blue, but I'm not sure.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well,
anyway.
So back to the New Year's resolution, squirrel. Steve and I are kind of trying to do what you're doing, the healthy thing, because I was working out even though I was stress eating and I was still getting larger numbers on that scale. Freaked me out. So, for the last 5 days, I know it doesn't sound like long, but hopefully in 20 days, I'll be like, for the last 25 days, we haven't been eating candy, cake, chips, white bread, fast food, chocolate, ice cream, no alcohol, and no soda. I was a sugar fiend, though. I've said that on the podcast before. I don't think people really understood.
There's priorities on that list that you have to have.
And
I'm sorry.
I won't go.
There's one in particular.
I won't go to extremes. I will never.
And I don't
say
feel
I'm
like it's
this.
Extreme.
If I say no sugar, no alcohol.
Well, I'm still eating
like
sugar.
It's like saying
sugar.
No sex.
I'm back to the alcohol thing.
Right?
I'm sorry. I can't.
I guess because Steve doesn't drink, it doesn't feel strange to me. Like, I'm like, I feel more normal. I feel like we're on the same planet all of a sudden.
Plus, I got like 25 bottles of wine for Christmas.
I bet you did.
I'm not going to donate those. I'm going to drink them.
So. Right. Mm-hmm. And then as you get into the 25th bottle, you say, oh, look, it's finally aged.
Yay.
Wow.
You guys are awesome. You guys are so awesome. Do you guys have any additional questions for question and answer fun? No truth or dare type things, but anything on your mind that you're like, what's going on?
We can't ask things like, you know, when was your first boyfriend?
No, this podcast will go down into the gutter fast if we play that game, I have a feeling. You had a question.
She's scared of the gutter.
She is. I love the gutter. I live there. In the gutter. I feel at home in the gutter. I say we drag her down together.
Let's do it. It's a dull effort.
I need to put on a like wetsuit or something, right?
See, she's our little ray of sunshine. And then there's you and I.
Our breath of fresh air.
Just jack it up.
You had a question for men. Right?
I do have a question for men.
I think that falls under question and answer fun.
I do. I have a question for men. This is always fascinating to me, and I want to, and keep in mind, it's no skin off my back. I don't care. If I don't know a guy, I don't care. I don't understand why, you know, like on Facebook, this is just an example. So on Facebook, a guy starts communicating with you, and if he's not a creeper, if he's not weird, you know, I'll email him a little bit. So we'll email back and forth, and if he's interesting, you know, and he actually isn't asking me things like, how big are your boobs, you know, things like that. He's asking things like, you know, what do you like to read? And if he says, so do you want to go out to coffee, go have coffee sometime or dinner? I'll say, yeah, that sounds like it could be cool. And so he'll ask for my phone number. Then he'll text. And we all know, everybody on Facebook knows, you don't ask me on a date via text. That's not going to happen. And I don't meet up, hang out, hook up. I don't do those things. So you're asking me on a date, so call me up. So they'll do the whole texting thing. I'm so excited about meeting you. You're so interesting. You're so, you know, you're so funny and smart. And then all of a sudden you don't hear from them. But they'll still like, you know, they'll like your stuff on Facebook and everything. Like they're kind of, they're trying to keep that presence. What is the deal with that? Are you a backup plan? Is that what it is? Do they want you to do all the work because now women do so much of the work? What is it? Or are they just chickens? Are they just chicken
wimps?
She's scared.
Wimps.
Lack balls.
Wimps.
Yeah and I'm thinking, I'm not gonna date somebody who doesn't have the cojones to call me up and say, hey, do you want to go to dinner? Can I take you to dinner? It's so fascinating to me because it's foreign to me. It's like a whole new thing that came along with social networking that now they don't know how to actually communicate with you. So I'm just curious.
I don't think they knew how to communicate.
I know.
Start with.
I know. But at least there was a time. There was a time when they had to actually walk up to you and say, can I have your phone number? You know?
Right.
And they would actually call you because you didn't do the texting thing. And I suck at texting. I do. You know, anybody can tell you. You send me a text and it might be 3 days later I text you.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
I can get a better response from Facebook Messenger with you.
Right.
Where half my friends are like, I don't do Facebook Messenger. Text me. Call me.
Yeah, my texting, and you might end up being, you know, like the 20th text down. I'm like, oh, I got to get back to her. You know, and I think I get back to you fairly good.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, and there's a few people.
There was just a couple times where I'm like, I wonder if her phone does texting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what kind of phone.
I do, and like when men will constantly text all
block,
the time
block,
and
never
call.
Right.
I just ignore them, and I'm like, I'm not going to explain to you manners of actually, you know, the fact that your phone does work to make calls. So it's just fascinating to me. So I don't get it. I'm hoping that some guys will comment on this.
Yes.
Why they do that. You know, maybe they lack courage. Maybe you're a backup plan. I don't know.
Don't let us sit here and think you're just lazy. Because that's what I'm leaning towards.
I'm sort of thinking some of them are lazy.
It's just easier to go through Facebook and hit like than it is to pick up a phone and
talk. It's like they're just throwing out these lines, you know? Like they're sitting there like,
don't forget about me.
Yeah.
Don't like, forget about me.
And they just throw out these lines all the time. You know, not like fly fishing, you know, because that's hard. I know. I went with my grandpa. That's hard. That's work.
I know right. nothing.
It's like, you know, grandma. Grandma sitting on the edge, you know, reading a book, throwing out her lines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting.
T-squared?
Oh, I was just sitting here thinking some people try to play you with other people, too.
Oh, which yeah. Which they're that really I can good tell at really that. Fast what when they mean? Do that they, crap.
Oh, like they'll text you or message you, and then they'll message your friend, or you know they're messaging somebody else, and mm-hmm. they're trying to kind of play this little fun little game that they
Facebook
have going on.
Social I don't, or something?
That must be. I don't know.
I briefly dated this guy who was trying to get in my pants. This was years ago when I first left my husband and when social networking was first becoming a thing. He was on MySpace.
I was just going to say MySpace.
Yeah. He was on MySpace. I wasn't on anything. We met at we met at a bar or something. And I used his phone. And so just out of curiosity, I later checked out his email too, and I'll tell you this. But just out of curiosity, I just looked because, you know, his texts were coming up. And so I just looked, and you just open it up. He's got all these texts. And it's him sending out the exact same text to, like, all these different women. Oh. And so I'm curious, and so I'm, like, scrolling. I'm like, you are lazy. Seriously, just sending out mass texts, you wow. know? And right. why? Who do you go out with? The one who responds, you know, the first mm-hmm. one? So.
I think they secretly want to be a player, but they're
the
not.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. It is. It's like throwing out that line, and then they're thinking, "Oh, I'm showing up with a penis, so you should want me."
And you didn't run at that point?
No, I didn't yet. I did not run yet because
did
I
you?
Wasn't. It
oh,
wasn't
I'd mess with them.
It wasn't anything serious. But he came over to my house. He wanted some help. He was starting up a business, and he wanted some help. You know, some of my expertise. Well. In all of this, you know, helping him with an ad and writing up this stuff for him and creating an invoice. Well, he left his email open on my computer.
Ooh.
So then I got really curious. And at this point,
it's getting juicy.
I was, you know, and this sounds so bad, but I was just curious because he was already one of those. I just had like this gut feeling there's something seriously wrong with this man. And so I think I was looking for an excuse to tell him to get lost.
Did you find the dead body in the closet?
Yeah. Lots of them. So he's like getting emails from chicks on some site called Biker or Not and different dating sites. He's answering Craigslist personal, you know, the hookup, the Close Encounters ads.
Yeah.
He posted an ad and is getting like these responses. And he's got, and then you go through, and it's the same thing, copying and pasting the exact same thing. And so then I just called him and I said, so you left your email open and we're not going to be dating at all. In fact, don't ever call me again because you apparently want to do this whole little player lifestyle and that's not me. And so then he kept trying to text me and you couldn't block people yet.
Oh,
now you can block people.
It's so easy
yeah, I know.
Now. I love
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just crazy. And that's where, so that started me thinking, you know what? If you're just sending text messages constantly, I know you're sending the same thing to other people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you're just putting out the 20 mass texts, you know.
Just to make yourself feel hot. I think it's an insecure thing.
Yeah, it's validate me. Mm-hmm. Validate me. Let me feel like a real man because I have a really small, never mind.
Woo! So men out there, you need to respond to that because we can't.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
Let's do
woman, crush of the week.
Are we ready?
Yes.
All right,
ahead.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm scared of what's going to happen because somebody's going to get me all emotional and jacked up and crap.
I think I might.
But kinda. Mine is actually for the second time in a row, a real person. Or, I mean, not that they're not real people, but yeah. I mean, it's an everyday person.
Not a Hollywood person.
No, it's a friend of mine. Her name's Sunday Garner. And she was ridiculed a lot when we were in school. She's a twin, and her brother is very good looking. And then I've come to find out later that she was bullied through school and stuff. And I really didn't know that because I was kind of oblivious to it. But we got along great. And now she's a fireman. I don't know. Do you call him a fireman or firewoman or what do you call him?
Firewoman.
Okay.
Firewoman.
Firewoman.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something that needs that behind it every time you say it.
So anyway, she has this way of doing things where she keeps getting dumped by people that she's dating, and she has a way of turning it around, and she always does a good deed, and she does so many good deeds that, I mean, they're so sweet, and she doesn't understand that she's worthy of, you know, somebody adoring her.
Mm-hmm.
Just, was it last week or the week before? She actually went, and if you were on my Facebook, if you saw it, I actually reposted what she had done. She was at a vet's office and heard a gentleman next to her in the room next to her. He had to put his pet to sleep, and he had just recently lost his wife or significant other or whatever. She asked the vet if he would mind if she came and sat with him. Well, they went through the process. And she actually sat with him through the whole process.
That
and
is
I'm
so
like,
cool.
You know, that is such a hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she selflessly, you know, gave herself up to go through such an emotional process with a total stranger that she doesn't even know. And she always does stuff like this. And she's actually done something for my daughter-in-law my granddaughter was stuck in Idaho with her actual biological father,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he ended up dropping the ball, and she needed to get a flight back, and we were trying to get a flight back, and I at the time couldn't afford the flight. Sunday actually paid for the flight for her to get back.
Wow.
That
is so awesome.
Because she had been dumped by somebody. And she gave up a trip to Vegas, and that was her Vegas money, and she sent it to my daughter-in-law for a ticket to go pick up her daughter.
Can we be friends with her?
You should be. Sunday Garner.
Sunday Garner, that's easy.
She's darling.
Aww.
Yeah.
I want to be friends with her. She's so sweet.
She has no idea how wonderful she is as a person. She really doesn't know. She doesn't get the validation, and I wanted to publicly validate her hair, so...
That's awesome. What Woman
she
Crush of the Week
that.
Is all about.
She deserves it.
I need to do more real people. That's what I need to focus on in 2015. I promise
okay.
to do
okay.
that.
Real people.
Yeah.
Not those fake people.
Yeah. The fake people. How about you, Carrie? Should I wait? Should you go last? Because I feel like we're going to need tissue. Okay. All right. My Woman Crush of the Week is not a real person. She's real, but not in my life. She's an American actress. She is known as Penny on The Big Bang Theory. I
love
just think
her.
She's cute. Adorable.
She's cute.
And she holds her own up compared to those boys.
Those
and now
nerds.
They have other girls characters. She was like the first girl character on that show. But then you get Bernadette that popped along, and then Amy Farrah Fowler that came in the picture. And now it's kind of balanced. But before, she was the only girl. Mm-hmm. And I thought she did an amazing job.
And she's hysterical in it, too.
And her career hasn't been vast. Like, she's known for her role as Bridget Hennessy from the ABC sitcom 8 Simple Rules, which I vaguely remember, but I never watched. And then she's Penny in Big Bang Theory. She's only won 2 awards, People's Choice Award last year, and then Critics' Choice Television Award in 2013. She did receive a Hollywood star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in October of 2014. The thing that really stood out to me, and I love the show, I love her, but recently she has gone under fire because someone asked her if she was a feminist, and her response was, "Is it bad if I say no?" And people do what they do.
That was an awesome answer, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and then to follow up, when people started like judging her for that answer, she said, she came out and said, "It's not really something that she thinks about. Things are different now, and I know a lot of the work that paved the way for women happened before I was around. I was never that feminist girl demanding equality, but maybe that's because I've never really faced inequality."
I love that answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my Woman Crush of the Week.
It makes a good point. I don't like the negative connotation to feminism. That's why I would never, ever call myself a feminist.
You know, I agree with you on that. For sure.
And I think some do have that, like, if you care about how you look or buying fancy shoes or, you know, any of those things, you know, you care about wanting to feel pretty or special to somebody, then you're not a feminist. Why can't we be powerful and all those things? And I think it just kind of has that negative feeling.
Because of feminism. How it was back in the day.
Yeah, but you think about Gloria Steinem and, you
it
know.
May go back to your question about men, though. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We may have caused some of that.
Oh,
to be honest
with
you.
I absolutely agree.
Because, I mean, I want the door open for me. Mm-hmm. And I want somebody to call. And I want somebody to be a gentleman. Mm-hmm. And I know there are some that still exist somewhere, but they still exist. But, I mean, the point is that I think we caused a lot of that. I brought it on ourselves, mm-hmm. and I don't care who we piss off. They sit back and think about it, you know?
It's true. But back in the day, I think women had no voice, and they just kind of followed what the man did. So then we went, no, this is not how it should be, and we went drastic to the other side. And now that we're kind of in that happy where we want it to be chivalry, mm-hmm. but we also want to have some power and our voice.
Right.
Like, some people are hard. It's hard for them to see that middle.
I'm sorry. I'm not burning my bra. They're way too expensive.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's just not going to happen.
And so pretty.
I am going right? Shaving.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Shaving, right. I laser.
That's fancy.
I can take
schmancy.
Care of that hair problem you have.
I think it's
Call
started.
Me.
I think it started with good intent. You know, women's suffrage and equal pay, and we're still not equally paid, you know, so I get the reasons behind it, but yeah, I think they went through some extremes where it became a whole lot of women who wanted to be like female men, and that's not what I wanted. That's not the life I want.
But some people's brains got stuck on that extreme, and they just can't come back to that middle.
Right. It was like what we were talking. Right, it's like what we were talking about before too, about your friend who fights, you know, does the fighting. Like, always looking for a battle. It's like, we don't have to look for a battle.
Oh, which is funny. Let's talk about what my shirt says.
Her shirt says O-Shot.
O-Shot, which is hysterical because now we're talking about feminism and men and stuff like that. Can I just plug what this is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't be scared.
Okay.
It's, you know, that vampire facial thing that I'm known for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was on TV for it and everything else, and anybody who didn't watch, that's okay. Anyway, this is where we take your plasma and we actually shoot it, or like with a needle, spin it, take it out of your blood, put it in a needle, and I know a needle, and if you take needle and clitoris and put them together, it sounds really frightening. However, you really don't feel it. And they inject it into that area so that you can have bigger orgasms.
Mine are pretty good.
Actually, what was I know mine too, right? So, but originally, originally it was actually made for, what it was actually made for was for women who had hysterectomies. We end up having sometimes a little bit of a bladder control problem.
Okay.
So they would shoot this in and it would help with that problem, and they came to find out that the secondary effect of it is.
I have a friend I need to send to you.
Yeah.
She said she had her first. I mean, she doesn't listen to this, but she did say she finally had her first.
Oh.
In her 40s.
Oh, I should say.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
So, anyway, that's what this is kind of falls into play.
And you do the O shots?
I don't administer them, no. Oh. I'm not a nurse.
Oh, you have to be a nurse. I don't
know. Or a nurse or, you know, a physician. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and I deal enough in that area that I don't need to be, you know, dealing with that either.
Hmm. Well, now we know. We learned something new.
Yes.
Enlightened.
I'm pretty happy with mine. I'm going to see you for other stuff, but I'm pretty happy with mine. They're pretty good.
Not that she has to brag.
With somebody. Sitting here rubbing my legs together. Are you blushing now?
I think we just got edited out.
Oh, heavens. I am going to have to mark explicit.
And we got to take a picture of the blushing, because the blushing is hilarious. It's awesome.
We do. But I just thought, you know, along with feminism and not being able to talk about things. And
we are talking.
We are.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm advertising right here.
Yeah, you are. I didn't even.
You can put this on your blog.
I will. I'm going to be taking a picture. Okay. Carrie, don't make us cry.
Yeah.
I will not make you cry.
I'm teetering on the edge.
I decide my woman crush of the week is Teresa, is T squared. You'll be my woman crush one day.
No. I'm working really, really hard, Carrie. Really hard
I'll
to get there.
I have a list. I have a list of things, requirements. Well, you know, besides the obvious reason, because of course she's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
If I swung that way, I'd be all over her.
And may I add that she doesn't have to have makeup to be beautiful, because she came over to my house last minute. Janet mm-hmm. got confused about when the podcast was one day. No makeup. And I'm like, what? Disgusting.
Well,
because
you're
gorgeous, and I have to spend all this time on makeup to feel
you do
you're
not.
But
no, you do not.
You just, yeah, you're
but
beautiful.
Thank you.
Anyway, sorry.
You're the same. You're the same too. You're gorgeous without makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason, and this is, I'll get to the big reason, but another reason is because of what you're doing with Toxic Twins. It's kind of inspiring to me because you're taking the steps to do something that you really, really love doing. You know, and so that's inspiring to me to, you know what, I need to start doing that. I need to start doing what I love and work towards making a living doing that.
Yes.
And so that's inspiring. But here's a reason I'm going to give a shameless plug to my blog. I wrote about not comparing yourself to supermodels and not to get into everything. When I was younger, I grew up very... I was an outcast. I was bullied, like your friend. I was bullied. When they noticed me, you know, I was I was super smart, and that apparently wasn't cool back then. Now
right.
It's cool. But I was super smart, and I
that's
always
why
had my nose
our
in the
hero.
Book. And I was so shy, and that shocks people. But I was so shy, and you know, I was bulimic for 27 years. I dealt with all these body image issues. I looked probably, you know, I was not a real attractive, you know, I had the big gap in between my teeth and stuff, you know, and I probably looked my very best once I started running marathons. And like in my early to mid 30s, I started to look good, and I got attention from men and stuff like that. Well, as I was recovering from bulimia, it was over the past few years, one of the things I wanted to really focus on is kind of being an advocate for healthy body image, especially for girls, because they don't, you know, girls feel like they're not pretty enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's been very fascinating and very enlightening to me is over the past few years, I have gorgeous friends. I mean, you too. I just have absolutely stunning friends. And when they open up to me, and Teresa did, and I won't get into the things that she said, but when they open up to me and they share their vulnerabilities, it's been really surprising to me that all of us go through that same thing.
Yeah.
You know, we go through that same never feeling like we're enough, never feeling like we're good enough. And I'm sure men experience that too, never feeling like they earn enough, or, you know, there's some very shallow women, so, you know, they probably feel like they're never attractive enough or whatever. But it's something that we have in this sisterhood. And it was when she shared her story with me, it was inspiring to me. It was incredibly inspiring to me, because also when you share your vulnerabilities, which she did very well, when you share those vulnerabilities, you make yourself stronger.
It's
know?
Okay if you say, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Women need to know what everybody goes through.
Right. And so, you know, she shared with me how she didn't feel tall enough, or she was not thin enough. And, you know, she was in the modeling industry, so that was very, very,
super
very
high pressure.
It beats the crap out of you.
In comparison to
exactly.
a normal girl.
And so it's that, so she got those messages more in extreme than I did. I mean, I was bullied from some kids at school and my mom, you know, but she got these extreme messages that I'm not good enough. I have to be better. I have to be better. I have to be better. And it's one of those things that just made me, I saw her for her, you know, I got to see who she truly is, and it made me just adore her. I mean, I did anyway, but it just made me really adore her. And so that's why she is my woman crush of the week. And now I'm teary-eyed too.
Damn it, Carrie.
I know.
Wow.
She's amazing. She's a truly amazing woman. And, you know, also that experience of, you know, she's beautiful. And so she has to fight for people to see how smart she is, you know, because she is. She's brilliant. She's incredibly smart. And so she has to fight that so people see past the beauty to see how smart she is. So it's just, she's amazing.
Okay. I mean, she works her tail crap. Off. We love you.
Damn it, Carrie.
Yeah. I said not to make us cry.
Sorry.
But thank you.
Yeah. I was actually going to use you the last time, but then I thought, this is perfect because she's actually going to be here. So, yeah, this is perfect.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, sure. Just watch me cry in person. That's the way to do it.
Got to see if that mascara runs.
Yes.
I got to see if it runs like mine.
Guess what? Their fake their lash extension is not going to run.
Well, maybe your eyes will get all red and bloodshot.
They will. They'll get all bloodshot.
And puffy.
Puffy. And then I'll go home and I'll be dripping snot and everything. Suck, man.
Oh, are you going to be okay?
Yeah,
you
I'm fine.
Take a break.
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
I just wasn't
thank
expecting
you, Carrie.
That.
That was really sweet. That was awesome. A great, great message.
Yeah.
It thanks. Was. I don't think she knew how much her sharing her story meant to me.
I didn't. Thank yep. you. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, you had talked about when you were working out in your 30s, it was you started to feel better, look better, and that was like a really good time.
Well,
in
I
your
worked
life.
Out. I yeah. worked out my whole life because I was bulimic, and that was part of it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But you were running the marathons.
Yeah, I ran marathons.
Did you do triathlons?
No, because I can't swim. I'm so pathetic when I swim. People have tried to teach me how to swim. Zach tried to teach me how to swim over the summer, and he just kept laughing. He's like, you're working so hard and not moving. I'm like, I know. I'm like a dog, you know, that doesn't understand.
Well,
the
this
water
will make
thing.
You feel good because my mom didn't learn how to swim until she was in her 50s.
Oh, so there's still. See? I'm only. I'm 47.
You're good.
I can still learn. It is. It's pathetic to watch because I'm working so hard, you know, and I'm literally not moving. I look up and I'm like, seriously?
That was a lot of work for nothing.
I know.
Well, I found an article about the ideal age for happiness. Did you look at this?
I know. We passed it. We passed the age.
You
still have it to look
it?
Forward to.
Do you agree with it, though?
What was the age again?
The article said, it was from a study, suggests that women are the happiest around the age of 38 and men around the age of 40. Women or men are happiest in their life when they're fit, healthy, and have good friends. And I
don't
I
agree with the
that
age
because
thing.
Because
everyone's
either.
Different.
Yeah,
everyone
I don't
is different.
I think around the age of 40 is when women really start to become very self-aware. You know, they start to
the
self-actualize.
The wrinkles and the gray hair.
Well, and they become self-aware and they become more, they start to realize more of who they are as a woman, as mm-hmm. a person. When I was 40 was when I started accepting the fact that I was bulimic and I started getting help for it. I lost my teeth then.
So that is a...
It wasn't a good time for me, no. I
but
mean, it was a good...
When you look back, it was a good realization
it
to
was a
get
good realization,
you to a good place.
But it was a hell, you know. Yeah. So I don't agree with putting an age on it because everybody is different. And really, your happiness is your responsibility. It's not another person. It's not this. It's not that. It's not more money. It's not more stuff. It's how you decide to be happy. And I think I know extremely happy people who are in their 20s, and I know extremely happy people that are in their 80s. You know,
I think so. I think it's a gradual thing. You still grow into it.
Right.
I don't think that there's an age range. I think you grow into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
I can see that too. Yeah.
Because I'm going to be 47 in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and it's the same deal. I feel each year becoming more and more confident in myself and being happier with myself as the time goes on.
Right.
And I think your friendships just become that much more special to you
exactly.
than who they are.
Exactly.
What exactly. their worth is to you.
Yeah. And things that, you know, these things that used to be so important, they're not important anymore. You know, you start to find this place where really important, valuable things are become sacred to you, you know? And also I think as you age, you start living your life for you.
Yes.
And less for because you're supposed to.
Right.
My friend, who I can't mention her name because it's the same one who just finally had her very first O. she did everything she was supposed to do. I would say for her, 40 was a definite start to her living her life. I mean, she did mm-hmm. everything she was supposed to do. She got 2 master's degrees. She got a great job.
Oh, wow.
She got married to somebody who turned into just her roommate. She had 2 kids. She bought a house. She did all these things she was supposed to do. Well, then she realized she wasn't happy in her marriage. She wasn't happy in her work. She wasn't happy in so many things. And she got divorced, and she started living her life for her with less Catholic guilt. So mm-hmm. yeah, so I think it's, yeah, as women age, I don't think there's any set age. 40 might be a typical age where you start doing that, but
I think I agree. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I was, when I read that, I was like, I want to find out, because these are 2 very smart women that probably
I just
some insight. 2 different backgrounds.
Yeah, it's just a growth process, mm-hmm. period.
If you're not continuing to learn and grow in life, something is wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to
talk? I know. Good. This one's really good.
We're having so much fun.
I know.
Are we?
Until I cried.
It was just icing on the cake. Is there anything you guys want to add? Like, I throw these notes at you every week, and
I like this one.
Stuff.
How to raise a child who loves to read.
And I thought you might, but then I was like, "Am I? Oh, she's a writer. She's a reader. Am I just okay?" So you both
taking the
both,
easy road,
right? You guys both have kids.
Yeah.
Are they readers?
I had both, where they went through phases of reading and not reading. Mm-hmm. And once they realized what they were into, they would read, and then they'd, go through social phases, and then they come back to reading. And like my youngest is now, she's into reading again, even though she has a boyfriend now. Anyway.
Sometimes that's a good escape from boyfriend.
Actually, he's a great kid. I can't say anything.
I know, but
he's
still, you can't always be with them. So.
She's not. And
I'm
going to
read
my
book.
Yeah, and she's mm-hmm. not really, I don't know, she's happier now that she has a boyfriend, but she's not, I don't know, like all. That's her whole life, so thankfully.
Yeah, she's still hanging on to her. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I hope she does, too. Mm-hmm. I hope she continues to, because she's a beautiful little thing who's just got a heart bigger than her whole body, so.
Aww. Awesome.
She's a little sweetheart.
And your kids?
My girls are readers. My girls are like me. If they had to read something, they don't want to read it.
Right.
But my youngest is the big reader. She's the one who, she'll get her nose in a book. Well, I don't think she gets books. She's 10, so she has a Kindle,
Right.
But yeah, she loves reading. She loves going to the library. She loves to read. But if you tell her she has to read something for school, no, she doesn't want to read it. That's
Is that
stupid.
How you were?
Yeah, definitely. Hmm. Until college. Once I was in college, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's actually learning stuff. So that's cool. My son wants to read. We figured out with my son the way to get him to read is to give him one book. Here, you'll like this. Because we used to, and my ex-husband will still do this sometimes. Like, he'll go to these used books. My ex-husband does not read. I have a funny story to tell about my ex-husband. My ex-husband does not read. Let me just sidetrack with that story because it's hilarious. So, this is back when we were married and we're driving to Blockbuster because we're going to rent some DVDs and watch a movie. And he said, you love to read, so I think this is a great idea. We should open a place, like it's like videos, but you can come and rent books. I said, Steve, they're libraries and they're free. Oh.
No way. Really? Were you driving? Because that would have been unsafe.
He was driving. Oh. I probably would have drove up.
Right.
Oh.
I married you.
Heavens.
I can't believe I married you. But he goes, he knows I want my kids to be readers. So he would go to like these used book things, where you buy books because, now people like to read on Kindles and stuff. And he would get like 8 or 10 different books for Skylar. And I'm getting him a deal because they were 50 cents a book. So I'm getting him a deal. Well, Skylar can't make a decision. So he would lay them out. Which one should I read? This one's bigger, so it will last longer. this one sounds really interesting. Which one should I read? And he'd spend 2 hours trying to figure out which book to read. And but mom, which one do you think you should I should read? Which one would you read? You know, and you try and pick, but then he'll say, but this one sounds better. And then you just never read anything. So mm-hmm. now I've learned with him, I have to just hand him a book. Here, read this book. You'll like it. So that's
that
how
works.
They, yeah, that's how they get them to read.
So. Are you a reader, T-squared?
When I have the opportunity, yeah. I love to read, actually. I have a lot of I have a lot of books, but, you know.
I have to make
mine
myself
are back
stop.
Into the music industry and stuff, so I read all that, you know.
And everyone has what they like.
Yeah. Right.
I love biographies because I like to hear about other people's lives.
And memoirs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just love reading.
The Heroin Diaries. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Talk about memoirs.
Yeah, definitely very, very good. I mean, there really is books for everybody. There's mm-hmm. something for everybody. I am always, I won't get into the 50 Shades of Grey.
Don't.
I told I convinced Amber to come and do this with me because I said, you and Janet can gang up with me on me on about 50 Shades of Grey. And she's like, sweet. Another reason to read it.
I've read all three of them.
She read them like 4 times already.
Oh.
She is, yeah. Yeah. She, yeah. Mm-hmm. She beat me. I read them once. I need to go back and read them again since the movie's coming out because I bet there's stuff I forgot.
Yeah, I can't believe Charlie Hunnam turned that down. I have to say, that is jacked.
I do have to
literally.
Say, yeah. I do have to say, I have to admit very honestly, and I did admit this to Amber, I have to admit that if he were still, now that I've watched Sons of Anarchy, and it might be the best show I've ever seen, if he would have still been in it, I probably would have watched it when it came to Netflix.
Really?
But now I probably won't.
I was really excited going. When he was on board. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, they were filming that whole time that Sons of Anarchy was wrapping up. So that whole schedule conflict excuse seems like it was probably pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and a family issue where somebody significant in his family passed away.
Oh.
And he had to go back. And mm-hmm. people don't know that he's actually from Europe. And he went back home for a while.
It's funny to watch him on talk shows because he has that accent.
That accent.
Yeah.
I know.
And you can still see it. There's sometimes, yeah. There's sometimes in Sons of Anarchy, you could still tell it was a
little. Some words, like you're like, I hear it.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
You slipped, dude. Mm-hmm.
I forgive you, though, because you're hot.
So I found this list of ways to make your child a reader. Because I am not, my parents didn't raise me in a reading environment. We would go to the library. I would get the tapes that went with the book. And mm-hmm. it was, yeah, lazy. But then I found that I liked to read once I got out of college and I didn't have to read things. But these are some tips on how to make your child a reader. So share the books you love as a child. You loved as a child. What were your favorite books as a child?
As a
Why
young?
Is it quiet?
I read The Hobbit in the 4th grade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I read The Hobbit too.
And then I loved, that led me to the Lord of the Rings series.
My favorite was Bridge to Terabithia, and I think I read that like 40 times when I was a kid.
Yes, and Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just classics that were just so, so good.
Hmm.
Definitely. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I became a teenager, I started reading Judy Blume.
Yep.
I was just
and discovering my mom's,
Ramona.
My mom's more racy Judy Blume. So that was my first experience with any kind of erotica kind of stuff. So... that was sizzling and exciting to me.
Sizzling and exciting.
Yeah. I haven't read those. Now I'm all interested.
Yeah,
I'm going to go look them up.
Yeah, I bet if I went back to read like Wifey or something, I'd be like, this is so tame. I've done all this and more. But, you know, at the time, it was very fascinating.
Oh, what was the one? What was the one? The three kids that were thrown in the attic.
The
Flowers in the Attic. I love that one. I love this book series. The books were better than the movie.
How many books were there? I didn't know there were books.
Oh, there were like 3 or 4.
And then she wrote other series where they put some of them would pop into the... and then there were like 3 books later that were written after she died. So
okay.
They were ghosts written, apparently.
And that was by who? She
V.C. Andrews.
Yeah. Okay. See, I don't know that name. I was in 4th grade, went to a sleepover. I think the mother of the birthday girl or whatever didn't know what Flowers in the Attic was. So I watched that movie in fourth grade and it was traumatic. Like I had nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
But then when I got older, I rented it for like a Halloween. I was like, I need to go back and watch this to see if it's as scary. And it's not as scary as an adult, but it's still a great movie. But now I gotta
I don't
read
think
the
I've seen the movie.
You need to read the book because the book goes into more detail as to the...
explains
you know,
things. I'm always disappointed.
The serious I don't know, disattachment of family.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah.
I mean, it was bad. It was. So.
And there are some apps out there that will help your child become a reader. Tales to Go gives them access to more than 1,000 stories, and it makes it easy to sort by age, genre, and more. Bookster has popular books that are narrated by kids. And then I thought this one sounded cute. Me Genius, you can personalize a book by substituting your child's name for a character in the story.
Yeah, I've done that. That's with cute. With Kinsey.
Nice.
You know, the easiest way to get him to read, though, is just be a reader.
Yep.
Be a reader. You know, Kinsey, just fine, I'll join you.
Kids like to imitate their parents.
Well, and I would tell her all the time, leave me alone, I'm reading. Quiet, I'm reading. And finally, fine, I'll read too.
So. Right. Oh, well, I have some announcements. Can I go ahead and put those in?
Okay.
Okay.
Am I going to be scared?
No.
Okay.
I know. One of my bands, Hooligans Holiday, is playing at, wow, my mind just went blank. Herman's Hideaway.
I was going to
guess
that.
On the 16th.
Of January.
So, of January 16th.
What day of the week is that?
It's actually a Thursday.
Okay.
Anybody who...
Likes live music
and really likes Motley Crue, because they're a Motley Crue tribute band.
Okay.
Rated way up high in tribute bands as far as Motley Crue is concerned.
And what's their name again?
Hooligans Holiday.
Hooligans Holiday at Herman's Hideaway. Do you see why I got confused?
A lot of H's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could go and conquer that
on
New
Thursday?
Year's resolution of
yes.
being more social.
You actually... RSVP to it on Facebook.
Wait,
so
she does that.
Yeah,
she does things on Facebook.
She does that. She says yes.
I know, but I was watching that and she did.
Tracy, you have to go pick her up.
Okay. I'd say it's on my way. It's not, but I'll make sure it happens.
Carrie, you need to call in the next day. Go 4-day work week. All right, we're gonna have to do this again. I don't
know. Yeah. Are you sure we did?
No, I'm not.
Put it too far off the top.
I'm good.
I wish we'd have taken pictures of the blushing.
Yeah.
Maybe next time. Thank you girls so much. You guys rock.
Thank you. This was fun.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
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 You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and like us at facebook.com/2girlsinabottleofwine. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram @2girlsandwine. You can find our podcast all over the place. We're at podbean.com, spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and stitcher.com. You can also find all of our links on our blogs at the2girlsandwine.tumblr.com or the2girlsandwine.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you each and every week at Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine.